Who hasn't had some kind of roommate experience that makes you go, huh? Or maybe run screaming?
Definitely. And the stories we've got today, they're not just about, dirty dishes or leaving the lights on.
Not even close.
No. We're talking truly wonderfully weird situations. So our mission really is just to unpack these
Do you
oddities.
find the funny side, hopefully? Share some
Yeah,
laughs.
absolutely.
We've gone through so many real life tales you sent in, and honestly, the human capacity for just quirky living arrangements is it's something
It
else.
really is beautifully baffling sometimes.
Okay, so let's jump into the first one. This involves a roommate who seemed, pretty normal on the surface.
Right, until you looked in a certain closet.
Yes, the closet.
This is the story we're calling the collector. A quiet person, kept to themselves mostly.
Seemed harmless.
Exactly, but they had this unique hobby. Imagine you're sharing an apartment, things are fine. Then one day, maybe looking for cleaning supplies or something, you accidentally find this collection.
And this collection was, come on, tell us.
Okay. Dozens of glass jars lined up neatly in a hallway closet.
Jars of what? Pickles, jam.
Not quite. Each jar contained a single fingernail clipping.
Oh, wow. Just one per jar.
Just one solitary. It's meticulous, isn't it?
Meticulous is one word for it. I mean, clipping your nails, that's normal, mundane even.
Right.
But saving each one in its own tiny glass house, that's commitment.
It's a definite commitment to the unusual, and the explanation when asked.
I'm almost afraid to ask.
Apparently, it was for spiritual reasons, something they'd been doing for years.
Spiritual reasons. Okay. Like, what kind of spirituality involves jars of fingernails? I'm picturing some elaborate nail shrine.
Small chuckle. Who knows? Maybe appeasing the cuticle gods or something.
It really makes you think, though, doesn't it? The contrast between the ordinary act and the extraordinary collection.
It does. It highlights how, personal beliefs and rituals can seem really peculiar from the outside, the secret worlds inside us all.
Seriously. Makes you wonder what other seemingly normal people have hidden away. Maybe toenails, belly button lint.
Let's not go there.
Okay. Before we all start inspecting our own nail clippers nervously, let's move on.
Good idea.
Our next story involves someone who believed they had a special connection, a direct line to animals.
Ah, the pet psychic. Yes. This person's roommate didn't just like talk to their cat.
No.
They were having full-on hour-long conversations with the cat, and apparently the cat was quite the conversationalist.
An hour with a cat. My conversations with my cat mostly involve me asking if he's hungry and him staring blankly.
Chuckles. Right. What could they possibly discuss for an hour? Advanced feline philosophy, the existential angst of naps.
The proper technique for batting things off tables.
Could be. But it gets better. This wasn't just a private hobby. No,
Oh.
this roommate actually turned it into a side hustle, charging neighbors for pet aura readings.
You kidding? People paid for that.
Trying.
I need to know my dog's aura color. Maybe it explains the sock eating habit.
Well, you might find out more than you bargained for. The story includes this amazing specific example,
Lay it on me.
a neighbor's chihuahua. Tiny dog, right?
Ankle biter territory, yeah.
He was informed via the roommate psychic that it had past life trauma
Okay.
from being a Roman soldier.
Bursts out laughing. A Roman soldier. A chihuahua. That poor thing probably has Legionnaire flashbacks every time it sees a delivery guy in shorts.
It's just the sheer absurdity is incredible.
Absolutely magnificent. Imagine the confidence telling someone their tiny dog used to command legions. Wow.
It really does speak to, well, our desire to find stories everywhere, I guess. Even in our pets' supposed past lives, the range of beliefs is just wow.
You've got to give them points for finding a niche, though. However, unique.
True. Very true.
All right, from talking to traumatized Roman soldier chihuahuas, let's shift to something a bit sneakier.
Okay.
Our next story involves food, the classic roommate problem, but with a twist.
Yes, the disappearing food thief. Vanishing snacks, mysteriously empty containers. We've all been there, maybe.
Or suspected it at least. So the person in this story is noticing food missing constantly. Leftovers gone. Favorite cereal, dwindling fast.
Feels like living with a ghost who just really likes your cookies.
Totally. So what do? You set up a hidden camera, obviously.
Modern solution.
And the footage. It didn't just show the roommate sneaking to the fridge. Oh no.
What did it show?
It revealed that the roommate had constructed a secret crawl space in the pantry wall.
A crawl space. Seriously, like a secret tunnel for snacks.
Exactly. to sneak in at night and steal food without being seen entering the kitchen.
Okay, that's next level, the dedication. It's not just grabbing a handful of chips, it's architectural modification for the sake of theft.
It's almost impressive in its sheer weirdness, isn't it?
It really shows commitment, you have to admit. But the story also had a less amusing detail.
Ah, right, the milk carton.
Yeah, the infamous milk carton incident.
So not only was this person crawling through the walls like some kind of snack ninja, they were also caught on camera drinking directly from the milk carton and then putting it back.
Oof, yeah, that crosses a line, doesn't it?
A big, bold, unsanitary line.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing food is one thing, but contaminating the communal milk, that's a violation of sacred roommate trust.
It definitely shifts from ha-ha weird to you actually gross.
Yeah, exactly. Less funny, more.
Okay, let's cleanse the palate. Let's move to something more mysterious, maybe less unhygienic.
Please.
This next one involves a late night ritual and mirrors.
Okay, intrigued. This is the mirror talker.
So this listener kept getting woken up around 3 a.m.
Prime spooky time. Totally. 3 a.m. by the sound of their roommate whispering.
Whispering. Just in the dark. That's instant creepy movie vibes right there.
Right. Your mind immediately goes to weird places. Ghosts. Secret phone calls, plotting world domination.
So naturally, driven by curiosity, maybe a little fear.
Or probably serious lack of sleep.
They went to investigate, followed the sound.
And found?
The roommate, standing in front of a mirror, whispering intently to their own reflection.
Okay, nope. That's just inherently unsettling. Whispering to yourself is one thing, but to your reflection. At 3 a.m., what were they saying? Giving themselves a pep talk. Reciting incantations.
We don't know the content of the whispers, unfortunately, which maybe makes it even creepier.
Definitely. The unknown is always worse.
But the story doesn't end there. When the roommate eventually moved out, they left behind a sticky note stuck to that same mirror.
Oh, God, what'd it say? Clean me.
Not quite. It said, "You're not the only one in this apartment."
Guys, get out. Seriously. That's like a horror movie ending. What does that even mean? Was there a ghost? Did the reflection stay behind? Was it just a weird parting shot?
Who knows? It just hangs there, right? That ambiguity, it leaves such a creepy feeling.
And it's darkly funny in a way. The sheer theatricality of leaving a note like that.
It really is. The mirror, the whispering, the note. It's a performance piece of weirdness.
The theatricality of the disturbed. Love it. Okay. Okay. Deep breaths. We have one last story.
The grand finale.
It may be the weirdest. This one involves a locked door and a lot of questions.
The mystery of the locked room. So this listener had a roommate who kept one specific room in the apartment permanently locked.
Just off limits. No entry.
Total forbidden zone. Rule number one, you do not go in the locked room.
Your imagination just runs wild, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What could be in there? A secret laboratory? Piles of cash, a portal to another dimension.
A lifetime supply of fingernail jars.
Maybe. So eventually, curiosity wins, right? The listener gets a chance when the roommate's out. They manage to peek inside.
And the big reveal. The deep, dark secret was...
almost nothing. It was practically empty.
Yeah.
Just a single chair in the middle of the room.
Okay.
A video camera on a tripod pointed at the chair.
It's getting weirder.
And on the floor next to the chair... a single clown mask.
Oh, clown mask. Of course it's a clown mask. Why is it always clowns? That is deeply unsettling. Chair, camera, clown mask. What is that?
Is it performance art? An interrogation room for imaginary friends? A really low-budget horror film set?
And what did the roommate say when confronted about this tableau?
This is the kicker. The explanation was simple, chilling, and utterly vague. They just said, that room isn't for now, it's for later.
Slowly. It's for later. What does that even mean? Later when? Later for what? Is the clown mask going to do something later?
Exactly. The ambiguity is terrifying and hilarious. Is he planning a future career change? Is he just trying to freak people out?
It's the lack of any rational explanation that just lets your mind spin out, imagining the weirdest possible scenarios.
Absolutely. Well, wow, after all that, I think it's safe to say that sharing your living space can lead to some truly memorable experiences.
Memorable is one word for it. Wonderfully weird. Definitely laugh out loud funny sometimes.
Yeah, perhaps the main lesson here is you really never know what's going on behind closed doors.
Or, apparently, inside pantry walls.
Good point. So maybe some practical advice for anyone looking for a roommate. Ask to meet their pets and their mirror reflection first. Check closets thoroughly. inquire about crawl spaces.
Technicals.
And maybe bring some sage. Just, you know, standard moving in supplies. Sense of humor is key, though.
Absolutely essential. You need a good sense of humor to navigate this stuff. Well, thanks for diving into the weirdness with us.
It was genuinely entertaining. Makes you think, though, right?
About what?
What little quirks do we have that might end up in someone else's bizarre roommate story one day?
Oh, that's a scary thought. Maybe I should clean out my closet. Just in case. Anyway, until next time, keep those wonderfully weird stories coming.